Hello, everyone! Is that the best you can do?
Man, come on!
That's better. You may be seated. I don't know if you realize it or not, what you just saw there. Yahweh showed you a taste of what our younger priest just spoke about, the protection of the house of Yahweh. If you saw that, if you got here early enough to see it, it was fabulous what they brought out. So are these hot dogs. I started wanting to make our own hot dogs when I found out the world is making a filthy mess. There was a Canadian hot link. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. When I was a child, there was a Canadian hot link that my mother would allow us to buy that was pre-cooked. That's about the only pre-cooked meat that we were allowed to eat, except for potted chicken. I would carry to school. My lunch would be a biscuit, and if we had eggs, that biscuit would be cut and an egg stuck between it. And I thought, that this was a very poor person's breakfast until people started wanting to trade me potted ham and stuff like that for my biscuit and egg. Well, now McDonald's is selling these things and making a fortune out of biscuit and egg. I had the best lunch and I didn't even know it. I had a blessed lunch from Yahweh. Anyway, now we have our own hot dogs, and they actually taste hot, like hot dogs. And, and they're fully kosher. Even the skins are kosher. I had to try them, and just to make sure. And it's a bad job, but, somebody's got to do this job, they roast real well. They smoke real well. If you want to grill them, they're just really great. Something else that's that smokes real well, it's the, from what I understand, that this fish has the highest amount of omega-3 in the world, in the whole world. And Yahweh has given it to us by abundance. It's kind of looked down on by sports fishermen, and I'm glad. I don't want them fooling with our crop that we got growing out there. But the buffalo, we smoked it like I used to do when I was a child, and we got fillets. I've been saving them up because I wanted you to get them during the feast, and that's going to be one of the meals is those fillets. Don't miss it, brethren. Everybody that's tried this says it's the best fish they have ever eaten in their life. And I believe it too. Let's see. Turn over to Matitya. Everyone, turn over to Matitya. The Savior here. Now, you may think you're on, you got it made, and if you let down your guard for any reason, you'll deny Yahweh and you'll deny Yahshua through your actions, through your words. Yahweh set up his house in order to put a stop to the wars, the fighting, the hatred, sickness, disease, all of these things, even death. And of course, he's given us the opportunity, as I brought out last week, to be a part of this work. It's a forever work. And of course, what you're witnessing right now and just started witnessing is these One thing is that was a nuclear, tactical nuclear bomb that was planned back in 1997. And it was actually talked about before that. The man said 20 years, I'm not going to read you the article today, but next week, 20 years ago, that they were going to hit Libya and how they were going to do it. And of course, nuclear weapons is one of the things that was proposed by Clinton in 1997. Now, we have all that information for you next week, so don't miss next week either. But this war and fighting has gone on long before man was created and put on the earth. Some of the things that they have found in the ways of war that they found on earth, that they say, well, man invented these, but it wasn't man. Mankind was placed on the earth in 4004 BCE. But there were beings on earth that used actually something like a cannonball projected spear that could, they said, could kill a deer at like 500 meters. So we know that there was war going on. There was also dinosaurs that were being created as war machines, not by Yahweh, but by the sons of Yahweh, who have great power and still do today. Well, of course, there was a much of misery and death, and that's what Yahweh clued us in Genesis, the first chapter, and the first few verses there. And he showed us what he had been putting up with. And then he says, I'll make man in my image, and man, this man, will, of course, produce through a breeding program, and we will turn in, we will see a man produced that won't sin, and he will be a priest of righteousness and a king of peace. And that is the example that his whole priesthood will be. And then this training program that goes along with the breeding program, he brought it right through and made predictions, prophecies that we'll go into during the feast that shows every step that he would take down to this present time where he introduces then the witness in the last days, the seventh and final work shown of the seven lampstands. We are it. In the days of the finishing of this nuclear wars and every other kind of war and hatred that is taking place. And brethren, we will be like Yahshua or we won't be, period. But what I'm nervous about is that I see people being coaxed out into the world and partaking of course, entertainment, which you don't realize what is hidden in this entertainment. And people won't bother to read what is hidden in it. Now, we brought out years ago, you know, the messages that was actually brought that you couldn't hear or see, but they are there. It's also in television. And of course, they try to require children. A government program does try to require that children get at least 4 hours of television a day. And of course, this sets the stage for them to be used by Satan. And what we're seeing here right now, the world doesn't realize it, I know, but Satan is setting up a game that I'll try to cover the most of it and get your thoughts to going in that direction. But if she's setting up theaters all over the earth in order to destroy mankind before he reaches this kingdom of priests that Yahweh prophesied from the beginning, she will fail in her efforts, but she will cause about 4/5 of the earth's population to be destroyed in this time period. And of course, she's the height of the gods in heaven. She's the number one of the whole kingdom of heaven. the kingdom of gods, the kingdom of the gods, and she says that she wants you to be like. Well, the way she gets you to be like these gods is to start coaxing you, saying, has Yahweh said? Well, it's much more pleasant out here. The grass is greener over here across the fence, and you can hear this music. It just really turns you on and makes you want to dance. Yahweh's word makes me want to dance. I'd be dancing, I'd dance before I ever get up here. But I've found a peace that is not out there in the world, and it's not bringing destruction. It's going to bring peace. There is nothing better, brethren, outside the house of Yahweh. But it will lead you. But here we see in chapter 10 of Matithya, the Savior speaking of this called out period and what you can expect. And if you look at verse 34, he says, don't think that I've come to send peace on earth. And if he calls you, he even says to me, eat this, it's going to be bitter as gall, but I want you to eat it. I want you to understand what I'm pulling you out of. And then he says in another verse in Revelations, now I want you to, after you got this taste of this, you've got to prophesy again now, but you got to prophesy to all the nations and peoples and so forth. We have now brought that chore of ours, our work. This was handed to me this morning. We brought it from 13 million to 16.5 million now of inquiries about the house of Yahweh. 16.5 million, that's a lot of people, brethren. And of course, almost 4,000 of these have asked for literature. So you can see we're making waves. We're the only ones that have salvation to offer. Yahweh does not show salvation outside of his house. You can't find it anywhere in Scripture. Search the Scriptures. Yahweh tells you to do so. It's not there. There's no salvation outside of the prophesied work of Yahweh. That has always been that way. It's always true and correct. He will have no other work. Why? Because it's a mixture of righteousness and evil. And it's designed to pull you out of the house of Yahweh. But he said, don't even think that I've come to bring peace on earth at this time. I did not come to send peace, but a sword. Well, what does he mean by that? Because he says, I'm going to call one of a family, two of a nation, and so forth, in order to put together the remnant of my kingdom that he is putting together that we're going to present to Yahweh in the end. For I have come to set a man against his father, or a woman against her father, and the daughter against her mother, or the boy against his mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. How does this come about? Well, he calls one of a family. And of course, the rest of the family wants to latch on to that person and make out like they own that person when they really don't own the person. Each individual is free to choose. That's Yahweh's doing. Now, I know the Catholic Church don't want this, and they've tried to put out propaganda to keep, so the families could use it to keep people from leaving the Catholic Church. And the world is filled with it. But Yahweh owns you, brethren. In fact, he owns the whole world. But he's molding a kingdom of his own to bring peace and actually save many of these that have brought about this wickedness to begin with, even. But if your call now, if Yahweh has called you into his house, and you allow someone, brother, sister, father, mother, mother-in-law, father-in-law, whatever, children, whatever it be, to take you out of the work of Yahweh, you won't have another chance. You won't be worthy to be part of that kingdom. That's what Yahshua tells you. So think about this before you start letting people pull you off into this la-la land of make-believe, of frills and thrills and puppy dog tails. It's like the man that has the hangover, you know, and they tell him go out and bite the dog's tail again. Well, you know, this is what they do. It's a roundabout trip all the time. No, salvation is not out there. Stupidity is out there. A lot of thrills out there to try to make you think this is the life you want. It's not life. It's death. And it stings, bites like an adder. Or as you would recognize it, bites like a rattlesnake. We have those here. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household, or a woman's enemies. Your enemy is Satan, who is saying, has Yahweh said? Has that Yahweh actually said this? Oh, don't believe that. Let's go this way. Let's go this way. Let's spend our time working for Baal. It's much more happier out there. And he keeps you dancing with music. We go to all these thrills and shows. Somebody said they woke up about halfway through a game of in the bowling alley, and they said, what in the world am I doing here? What if Yahshua would come at this moment, and I'm in the middle of a game in a bowling alley with worldly people? Oh, what a lesson that, boy, just think of the knowledge that's going into that brain through rolling that ball down the street. Almost every night you can see people throwing a ball trying to get it to the other end of the court. And I think how simple this would be to go out there before the game starts and put it at the other end. That makes about as much sense as throwing it back and forth. All these people sitting there watching this. And this goes on for thousands and thousands of hours while their brain rots. And then when the silver cord is finally broken and they can't think anymore, then they're frozen in front of a television set, in front of an old folks' home, with what to look forward to. They don't even realize they're letting their brains die. Now think about this, because this is part of the things that they pull you to. And the governments, they actually take our tax dollars and they build these things for the cities, the big centers for you to go to and play or watch played ball games. If you would take your books of Israel, or if you're too tired to read, we have this on disc. We also have an electric Book of Yahweh, electric Book of Yahweh, if you can believe that, where it could just pull it up and read it for you. Any subject. Praise Yahweh. It's so easy in this time period when knowledge has increased. But you're going to be at odds with your mother, sister, father, brother, and so forth. Why? Turn over to Exodus. I want to show you why Yahweh is doing this to you and allowing this to come into your life and allowing people to be a thorn in your flesh. Yes, it's going to be there. Exodus 20:20. You should be able to memorize that today. Exodus 20:20. And what it said. And the reason you're here right now, and why you must endure until the end. Not in stupidity, but in training for this future job. This is the only training program that you will ever have. It's the only one ever offered to mankind, and it's going to end very soon. And when the door is shut and they stand outside knocking, the doors will not be opened again. and you've thrown away your only chance, your only opportunity. Why? Because Daddy said so? Because Mother said so? Well, Uncle Pete, he has a lot of fun, and he's a righteous man. No, he's not a righteous man. There's no righteousness in man except in the house of Yahweh. In Exodus 20:20, he says, Moshe said to the people, "Do not fear, for Yahweh has come to test and prove you, so that the reverence of Yahweh will be with you, so that you do not commit sin." Turn over to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter now, and he enlightens a little more on this right here. And of course, I just talked about the manna and what this actually represents here and what Yahweh was showing, that it's free, free of charge. I don't charge you an hourly wage for feeding you this manna that is coming straight from Yahweh. In Deuteronomy 8 and verse 2, "You must remember that Yahweh your Father led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness in order to humble you and test and prove you." Notice, that's for your benefit. Test and prove you. He even says he'll chastise you and things like this. Well, we're running out of time for training and chastising and so forth. We're near the end, brethren. We can see it closing in on the world now. We can see the world falling. And we're going to have a very fine view of this. Yahweh has set it up as a stage where we can actually view what's going on, as you did from the monitor here a while ago when you saw the protected place and how Yahweh actually, if you notice the blue, that was the danger zone. And how Yahweh actually turned it. It was coming right straight towards Texas. And Yahweh turns this thing and takes it right around Texas and dumps it somewhere else. He did the same thing. If you notice, I pointed this out to you years ago when mad cow disease first started. And I got to noticing how the wind currents, because I knew that the mad cow disease was carried about by the wind, and people in Wisconsin and Canada and places like this, it was dumping it by the carloads. And of course, the wildlife was getting it. They were coming down with it. The people were too. They still are. But they're naming it other things, of course. But Texas was protected, even at that time. And there was no mad cow disease found in Texas. That's Yahweh. Well, he brought you to this place and said he's going to protect this place so you can train, prove yourself to him, endure learning these laws so you can teach others later, but witnessing everything seen and heard so you can always be a true witness to the people as the apostles and prophets are in their writings. But you're going to see it firsthand, the end of this baloney that is better than salt, and better than eggs, and so forth. You're going to see the end of it. It's closing in. Surely any fool could look at the news right now and see all of the things that Yahweh has said is coming to pass. Now, as you sit here on the sideline and see this, Yahweh willing, I will be alive and keep pointing this out in prophecy. Hey, you know what? Yahweh said right here, this was coming. Believe what Yahweh says. Well, that's my job. Well, he led you for 40 years here to test and to prove you and know what is in your heart. What is in your heart? Why would you harbor a thought about saying, there's something better somewhere else. Let's go down here tonight. Let's take off, put ourselves in danger when we could have been here studying or helping to get the campgrounds ready, the all the things done that has to be done. We have a special film on the night of Seder that you can all look forward to, you won't believe, unless you're involved in it, all the things that are taking place right now that I have worked for 40 years, worked towards, and I've never altered my plans. I know it's right, and I've stuck with it all this time, but all these things have been brought about, and they're here for you. Some of you are involved in different fields, but you're going to see this. It'll encourage you a great deal to see how Yahweh has slowly, one step at a time, brought us out of the world. Don't harbor a thought in your mind. Don't harbor a whisper from Satan in your heart that there's something better than the house of Yahweh. You're a fool for even thinking twice about it. Say, get behind me, Satan. No, I don't want any part of that crapola that you got to offer here or there. Well, your daddy's going to be mad at you if you don't. Well, I would fear Yahweh more than man.
Praise Yahweh!
And know this, that yes, your daddy could pull you out. Your mother can pull you out. They'll have a chance later because they're not called now. They have no understanding. They'll have a chance and could actually make it into eternal life. But you won't. You won't be there. This is your only opportunity. And if you don't stand up to your kin folks and say no, if you don't stand up to them, and you will deny Yahshua, and Yahshua says, if you deny me for brother, sister, father, mother, or anybody, you're not worthy of me. Now that's his own words. Think about this. When they want to pull you out, Yahweh is the one that's trying you. He set his laws here. He set his work here. He says, come and be a part of my work and find joy in that work. And no, we won't beat the drums for you and play the guitars for you to try to make you like it here. We want you to like what you see is coming and what will be peaceful and joyful throughout all eternity. Praise Yahweh. To see whether you would keep his laws or not. That's what Yahweh is proving you for. Look on down to verse 16. He says, who fed you in the wilderness with manna. Yahshua is that manna from heaven. He's the true manna from heaven. And he's what I'm feeding you with right now. He's our shining example that you're not like if you go back out into this world and start partaking of this crap that they're offering. You're not like Yahshua. You're denying him. Look at what he is and practice what he is, and you will be part of an eternal family forever that witnesses the world go down, and you'll be an eternal witness for Yahweh along with me throughout all eternity. Yes, that's your promise by Yahweh, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know of, that he might humble you and test you at the same time. This was a test, and prove you so that in the latter end, it might go well with you. Well, he's speaking, of course, of the last days that was prophesied now in Genesis that we'll get further into during the feast. Now, I think everyone will be here on the 15th. Yahweh has set the stage, making possible for his house to witness the rebellion going down. It'd be turning over to Amosha, found on page 696. Our young priest brought this out earlier and did a great job on it. And we're going to cover a little more here. Not that I could improve on what they did. I just want to bring it more of it to your attention and make you remember this fully. But while we prophesy and witness, now, brethren, this is a job that we're training for. And it's considered to us righteousness. We're classified as righteousness if we train for this job the way that Yahweh said. Well, of course, he asked the question in this chapter, who can prophesy? If you go to verse 1, he says, "Hear the word which Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel." Well, of course, if you remember, the 12 tribes he brought out of Egypt, he took them to Egypt for that reason, for a reason, to let them multiply, keep them together, teach them, and so forth, which they had a training program that went on there. And then through one tribe, and he even says, tells you which tribe, and tells you what they're going to do until Yahshua comes, and then they'll just mix as all the other tribes did. He gives you all of this in detail. Now, I'll make this clear in detail too. I won't today because I don't have time to cover it. But he's talking to the 12 tribes here that he has dealt with and will continue to deal with. The only thing that he ever used others other than the 12 tribes for was to be a test. The way of salvation could be taken by them if some individual chooses to go against mother and daddy's will and come over to Israel. Then Yahweh says, yes, you can join this group. Let your males be circumcised and start keeping the feast. And that was a trial and a test for them. And endure until the end and you'll have salvation. That was his promise forever throughout all generations. But the actual people that Yahweh was bringing his plan through with was the 12 tribes, and he still is. He says, "Hear this word which Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known." You don't believe that? Read Luke 24:25. That'll impress your memory greatly and your belief greatly. Because the Savior that you're supposed to be following that did believe the prophets, every word of the prophet, said, you're a fool if you don't believe all that the prophets have spoken. He plainly tells you here, no uncertainty, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. He wasn't dealing with the other families of the earth. Never has, never will, until this last generation when it was prophesied that he would. And at this time, everything is mixed back up so that there is no difference at all in mankind, no separation in their thoughts, in their dreams, in their ambitions, none at all. They're all the same, except in color. Height, shortness, size of foot and nose. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will, this word says punish, but it's not punish, it's purify you for all your iniquities. Well, that hasn't taken place yet, but it's going to. We're going to purify something like about 2 billion in this time period, this short time period. When they see that what Yahweh says is true, then you're going to be seeing it. There's a bunch already wanting to come here, but not the big mad rush that you're going to see before this thing is over. But he's going to purify them, this whole family. And then he says, in talking about purification, can two walk together unless they be agreed? So something is going to take place to make them agree with the laws of Yahweh. And of course, that's a prophecy. Now, the commentators know that this is prophecy, and they speak about it. They don't understand when. They thought it started with Christianity. They didn't know that Christianity was the ones that was persecuting Amosha here. They don't get that deep in the scriptures. But two cannot walk together unless they are agreed. This is the reason Satan says, did Yahweh say this? And then she starts trying to get you to believe a lie, to pull you out of the work. You should be finding more and more to do in the house of Yahweh. Yes, more and more, not less, but more. Put your energy, every ounce of it, into Yahweh's work. Be a family builder of the house of Yahweh. Then he talks about lions roaring and the danger. He says, will a lion roar in the forest unless he has a prey? Will a lion make his voice sound from his den unless he has taken something? Can a bird fall into the snare? He's telling you to look for signs here, which we saw plenty of. And of course, this war that we're seeing now in Libya, this thing was planned. It was also prophesied. This Libyan war, and of course nukes being used, was also planned. The information says since 1997, when Clinton was the first to speak on using nukes against Libya, the whole world is thinking that, well, here's a bunch of dissatisfied people that all of a sudden rose up and started causing trouble. Libya started wiping them out, so we better send some help over there to protect those people. So let's send some planes over there to bomb a few places and destroy the government to keep them from destroying this people that's rising up, this bunch of rebels that's rising up. Well, of course, these are the things that's being fed by the news agency. News agency that is trained, their headquarters, actually, their education comes from Rome. Along with the training, I want to bring that out in detail in the feast. Along with the training, the schools for training of all the wars that's going on and the leaders of those wars and the positions that they hold, those schools are set up in Rome. Now, we're searching now to find out when were these schools set up. I said, we'll probably find it in the Holy Scriptures because Shaul, the Apostle Shaul, was a member of one. Now, of course, he never went to Rome before that, but he trained in that school, which means they had another branch of that school in Babylon. Well, anyway, that'll come during the feast, Yahweh willing. But he's saying here, he's telling you, the birds fall, the lions roar. Pay attention to what they're saying here. He's saying, when you see this alertness, well, Yahshua put it another way. He said, when you see all these things taking place, then know that the end is near, even at the door. This is the way that Yahweh was saying here. You see these things taking place, pay attention. Look at what's going on here. He says, will a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Will iniquity be forced by religious imposters be taking place in a city and Yahweh not have a righteous work there? This is going on in Libya. Does Yahweh not have a work there? Does he not have a house of Yahweh in Libya to combat this? Why isn't he out there stopping this? One of the colonels in Israel that was running for president or going to run for president, and we visited with him before he ran for president, and I witnessed to him, and he said, no, he listened to what I had to say, but he said, no, I don't believe what you're saying. He said, if there was a God in heaven that loved mankind, why would he allow 6 million Jews to die? Well, he wouldn't allow me to answer the question. And I wanted to so bad to answer his question of Yahweh's plan and show him more, but he was finished right there. He didn't want to hear any more. Well, that's like the world. They don't want to hear anymore. They've made up their mind. But this is Yahweh's plan. He's allowing mankind to go their own way. And then he's saying, this is what it's going to bring. Now, he's allowing the top minds to use the top schools, the top education of those schools. Isn't it a strange thing that when the United States started the research and actually put about $2 billion into this research of the nuclear bomb, or the atom bomb at that time, because they were Einstein was writing to the president and saying, you know, we've found that we can actually split the atom and it'll start a fusion that will that could be the bomb that we're looking for. And Germany has already started it. Japan has already started this research, and they've got this far in it. They were keeping up with each other. But you could see, brethren, from like Moshe is trying to show you here, this is being inspired as of adversary 11, verse 11. Look at it. Read it. She's inspiring this. All of these nations, all of a sudden, are inspired to build something that can destroy the whole earth. And Yahshua said, unless she can destroy heaven and earth, the plan of Yahweh is going through. That's what he tells you. Well, that's what she's trying to do. And it wasn't just one nation that was inspired on this same thing. It was a whole group of nations, many nations, that started trying to build the nuclear bomb. In fact, Germany was ahead of the United States, and by accident, that's what they call it, a bomb hit their place by accident and destroyed their nuclear faculties that would have had a bomb in just a little while, and Hitler would have been using it to finish off the Galileans that he was trying to butcher that started in the 30s. Why would they start this in the 30s trying to kill all the Galileans in the world? At that time, they were scattered throughout that whole area called the Roman Empire. Yes, that was all the Roman Empire, the whole thing. And no, the Roman Empire didn't vanish. It just divided into different nations, and all of them are still teaching the same schools, the same Nimrod setup. But at that same time period in the 30s, the year I was born, the generation that I was born in, I was born in the 30s, in that century, that's when Hitler started trying to kill all the Galileans. You know why? Because Satan didn't know that I wasn't there. If she could have stopped the plan of Yahweh, even in Moshe's time, she would have stopped the plan, proving Yahweh couldn't protect his plan. Yahweh proved that he could protect his plan, and he said, you're going to see this power over the gods. Just look, I'm going to show it to you. That's what Moshe's message is here. Look and see what is around you, what's taking place. And then he says, no, I'm not going to have but this one work that is prophesied, and this one work that is prophesied will bring about the finishing touch of my plan. And that's what he said throughout the whole scripture. No salvation is not anywhere except here with Yahweh at his house.
Praise Yahweh!
Well, now in the 30s, Hitler was inspired to start killing off the Galileans. He didn't know, he didn't know that part of Yahweh's prophecy was already hidden away in a place that Yahweh said is the ends of the earth, the last parts to be settled, the Oklahoma run. If you remember, I brought that out for you. The last lands. But that was done just before I was born. And then after this was settled and populated, thickly populated. Then came the hard depression in the 30s, all in the 30s, in the time that I was born. And then Yahweh cleaned out Oklahoma. I think everybody moved except my family. They wouldn't move. Very few left. A lot of empty houses. You could go anywhere and find you a house to stay in. And all of these were built before, of course, before I was born. And then Oklahoma was cleared. And while all of this was going on, of course, in the world with the nuclear bombs trying to get rid of the Galileans. When I refer to Galileans, I mean people who keep Yahweh's laws. And that's the ones that Hitler was getting rid of. They say he's getting rid of the Jews. Hitler was a Jew. Did he kill himself? Don't be stupid. Hitler was a Jew. The whole mess there was Jews. All the people, almost all the people that worked on and built the nuclear bombs, if you look them up, they were all Jews, recognized Jews, as they call them today. They were recognized Hebrew people. And you can get their names, the ones that was involved in this building of this nuclear bomb. I've only dealt with you. I'm allowing you this knowledge. Knowledge is increased at this time period to this 12 tribes. And from those 12 tribes scattered in Russia, Japan, yes, Japan has more Jews than Israel does. They are all Jews, as the world would call them. And Germany and the United States. But they, all of the Jews were being used, so-called Jews, to build these bombs. Well, he says, will a trumpet be blown in the city and Yahweh not have a work there? No, he won't. He won't. He's allowing this group of Jews, if that's what you want to call them, to destroy themselves. Saying, here's your way. Yes, go your own way. And Isaiah said, whether they've broken the neck of a dog, whether they have eaten his doo-doo, whether they have killed a lamb, butchered a lamb, whether they have wiped the blood on the doorpost, whatever they have done, they have chosen their way. I didn't choose it for them. They chose their own way. I believe that's in Isaiah 65 or 68. Well, Yahweh says, most assuredly I won't. I will have no work other than the work which was prophesied in advance by my servants, the prophets. My servants. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? Father Yahweh has spoken, but who can prophesy? Who can tell this? Yahweh willing, I'll be telling you this till this thing is over, and then you and I will go witnessing throughout the planets. I can hardly wait to show you these planets. I want to go with you. I don't want you traveling without me. But he says, who can publish this? Who can publish it? Well, who is publishing it? The house of Yahweh. And who can prophesy this? In the palaces of Egypt. Yes, we're reaching Egypt big time. We got people in Egypt wanting to come here for the feast. Now, whether they'll give them a visa or not, I don't know. We got people wanting to sell their land in Egypt and move to house of Yahweh. Yes, right now. But he's saying, assemble yourselves in the churches, in the hills of Rome, and among those with the mark. That word Samaria means those with the mark. This system, this beastly system. Assemble yourselves with them. Behold the great turmoil. Pay attention to what's going on within her and the oppression in her midst. If you remember, by being a part of this right here, the apostle Jacob, or James, if you have a King James Version, 2 verse 10, says, if you break one of these laws, which says, one of the laws says, come out from among them and be separate, and touch not the unclean. Do you realize those buildings, what's in them, and how unclean they are? Touch not the unclean, and I will receive you. We are working, brethren, to bring that about big time in this last generation, because we know the time is coming when we'll no longer go out into the world except to clean it. Yes. For they do not know to do righteousness. No, you could go out there and preach to them forever. The only ones that's going to make a change in this world is those that Yahweh inspired to do so. You can't do it on your own, and they can't do it without the inspiration coming through His house to them from Yahweh Himself. That's what your scripture teaches. He's the one that calls, and He calls through His house, and He's the one that sets the alarm clock to open their mind, which He did in advance before the world began, just like He did you. And they do not know to do righteousness, says Yahweh. They who store up violence and robbery in their midst. Yes, we want this country. We want the minerals. We don't want to hurt the oil supply, and we don't want to hurt our lifestyles. We don't want you to take away from it. Do you ever wonder why they don't want what they call a dictator? A dictator is a king. King David was a king. He led a nation to righteousness. He made decisions for the nation, for the nations of Israel. He made decisions, righteous decisions. He made them through the priest that he used to tell him what to do. The priest told David what to do. David did it. And David led the Israel to peace. That peace, peaceful kingdom, which showed that it ruled just about the whole empire, the whole thing at that time, all the land that Nebuchadnezzar took over, all the land that the four horns took over, was ruled by Israel, and they had peace, and it was given to Solomon. Now, all of this is shown to you, and Yahweh says you need to pay attention to this right here and know that two can't walk together unless they be agreed. So you need to know this history and see what took place here. Well, this prophecy that took place here, and the peace was brought, it all came about for a reason, of course, that was prophesied back in Genesis. But it all involved His kingdom and what He could do over the gods, what Yahweh could do over the gods, which He has, and He's brought it about now to our lifetime when He says that His finishing touch is just about done. The seventh Moloch is speaking at this time, taking this to many nations, tongues, and so forth. He didn't say we'd reach them all, but we're trying to reach them all. We're down to six little bitty teeny nations. Like, one of them is just off the coast of Florida, 90 miles. Cuba. And we can't reach it. Now, we have reached it because we've had people go there with the message. But somehow or another, they have it blocked. Now, if you know of a way that we can get through that block, then that's what we're trying to do right now. You can't get radio to reach that far, or television. They block what's coming in. So, and there's six of these little tiny nations that have these blocks set up to where you can't penetrate it to get the truth through right now. They're little nations, but I want to reach them. I want to get it to them. If we have to send teachers, we'll do it. Missionaries. And we got them training. You can certainly see that. Anyway, back to the subject here. He says, they do not know to do righteousness, and they store up violence and robbery in the midst of them. And this is what they're doing now. The plans was made many years ago to do this. But they don't realize this is under inspiration from Satan herself, and of course, they are involving at this time now the quartet, which Yahweh shows will actually repent. But not until after we have convinced them of what they have done and why they did it. And then, as one of the apostles says, then after that, all Israel will be saved. Well, of course, that's the pushing point. They won't get what you got. They won't have the opportunity. What you have the opportunity for, brethren, is to be a part of Yahweh's immediate family because you believe without seeing. That's what's going to get it for you. You won't have to go through the misery if you believe without seeing. As Yahshua said, blessed are those who believe without seeing. You're the ones that's going to be given. You're the first. The last will be first, as Yahshua said. He said that to you. You're the last. But you're going to be first in rank, first in authority. Yes, along with the Savior only. Now that's what's promised to you. And you're going to resurrect all the other righteous. You're going to have that power because you believed the prophets. Everything that was spoken by the prophet. Well, notice what else he says here now. Notice the inspiration. And I recall this to you. It wasn't just the United States that was working on the nuclear bomb at that time. There were scientists in several different nations that were suddenly inspired to do the same thing, along with Hitler, who was trying to kill off what the world or history calls Jews. They knew they were lying. They knew that it was Sabbath keepers they were trying to kill off. And Satan was inspired to do this because they were causing the Roman Empire trouble. They were saying we need to be keeping the Sabbath and the feast days. And many were saying we need to be like Yahshua Messiah. That's the reason that they took his name out of the scriptures. They didn't want anybody talking about Yahshua Messiah. And they put their gods of Egypt in his place. The names of the gods of Egypt, who were the early rabbis called lords, and after they died, they were called gods. Have I not said that you were all gods? Remember that scripture? You're making yourself gods. Satan says, be like this and you'll be like the gods. You'll be like the disobedient who they worship. Well, therefore, he says, this is what Father Yahweh says. Here's an adversary is surrounding the land. And she will bring down your strength from you, and your palaces will all be plundered. Well, he shows actually that the earth will be devastated. This is verse 12. This is what Yahweh said. As a shepherd, now this is our job right here, as a shepherd snatches two legs from the jaws of the lion or a piece of the ear, so will the children of Israel. So will the children that rule as Yahweh rules, who live in the land of sin, which we are. We're living in the land of sin all around us, the people with the mark, be rescued. They will be rescued by you. Those who sit among the people with the mark in this territory, the people with the mark on the edge of their beds, very anxious, and in Damascus on their couches, hear this and testify, that is, be a witness against the house of Jacob, says Yahweh, this family that I brought out of Egypt, you only am I dealing with, be a witness against them or testify, says Father Yahweh, the mighty one of hosts. That's what he's speaking of. We are the witnesses that will witness what goes down, how it goes down, how Yahweh protected his people in doing so over the gods. He protected us from the gods of the earth, as he did the 12 tribes when he brought them out from the Hebrews that worshiped the gods there, and said to the ones who worship the gods, let my people go. These belong to me, this 12 tribes. So he took them out, showed his power over the gods, those who worship Satan, and he's doing the same thing today in this time period. He will protect you if you're here. He will register you as one of His own when He comes and you're in the right place. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the rest. I love you.